Hi, I'm Miles Hoffman. Professional opera singers often have to sing in languages with which they're completely unfamiliar, and yet they're expected to pronounce all the words correctly. How do they do it? Well, they certainly can and do work with coaches who are native speakers, but most often they start by studying the foreign words with something called the International Phonetic Alphabet, or IPA for short. No, not the beer. This IPA was invented in the late 1880s by a group of English and French language teachers, or phoneticians. It consists of the standard letters of the Latin alphabet, modified versions of those letters, symbols and accents that are called diacritics or diacritical markings, which are used in conjunction with the letters, and other signs and markings. If it sounds complicated, it is, and singers often have to learn a whole new set of IPA symbols when they're learning a piece in a new language. But the IPA is remarkably versatile and incredibly useful. This has been A Minute with Miles, a production of South Carolina Public Radio, made possible by the J.M. Smith Corporation.